Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm Tegan and I'm obsessed with showing you how to live life your own way. I do this not by telling you what to do, but by guiding you to reconnect to your intuition. I utilize the Human Design System in my Human Design Hack segment at the end of each episode, so you will learn how each of the topics I explore applies to your unique energetic blueprint. The advice you receive will be catered to who you really are, not who you think you should be. The days of trusting external authorities to make our decisions for us are coming to an end. There's no better time than right now to reconnect to the real you, the version of you that's excited for your future, the version of you that makes your own choices and in doing so gets to consciously create the life of their dreams. This is my wish for you, and this is what my podcast is all about, showing you how to trust yourself completely as you create the relationships, the opportunities, and the lifestyles you've always dreamed of. In these episodes, we will explore each topic from three angles, from an individual level, a relationship level, and a human design level. Save this podcast in your favorites because it's about to change your life. Well, you're about to change your life. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome, everybody. I'm very excited to chat to you today. And I'm just going to jump straight into it. And right off the bat, I'm going to be talking to you about ice skating and how it relates to our relationships. Now, does that make any sense right now? Probably not. But the other day, and by the other day, I mean yesterday, I went ice skating. And this is something that I've been wanting to do for quite a while. Basically, when I first moved to Canada, I always had the idea of getting really involved in the sports and just the opportunities that are available here in Canada that aren't as available in Australia. And ice skating is definitely one of those things. But yet I've been here for 3 years and I haven't really committed or tried to learn how to ice skate. So yesterday I went out to the local rink near my house and made a commitment to myself to go at least 2 times a week for the rest of the winter season and see how I go when it comes to ice skating. And I'm really excited about it. And yesterday I was out on the rink and I just realized how much doing something new and developing a new skill really provides a really cool example of how we may also be navigating certain roadblocks or difficulties in our relationships and in our connections with other people. And I'm going to interrelate both ice skating and relationships together in this episode to give you some examples of why you may be struggling in your relationships, why you may be experiencing the same types of blocks in your relationships. And I'm going to, as I said, kind of funnel this through the idea of ice skating. So let me talk about my experience with ice skating. And as I said, just come along for the ride and enjoy as I tie these two things together. So when I went to the rink yesterday, I was walking along and it was a beautiful day. And look, I was excited, but I was also really nervous because it's a new thing. It's something that I'm not good at. And it's also, there's also risk, of course, there's risk of getting injured. All of those things. I'm just going to go through whatever's coming up for me, by the way. For the most part, though, I was really excited. I get out to the rink and I put my my ice skates on. And then I'm walking to the rink. And honestly, that was one of the scariest parts. When it's not on the ice and it's chunky snow, I don't know. I just freak out. I'm like, what? I'm going to just fall on my face. It feels like you're going to fall on your face when you don't know how to ice skate. So I'm like, okay, I walk along, I get to the rink, I get on the rink and I'm feeling really awkward. I'm feeling really slow. And I'm just okay, this wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be. And I was kind of maybe I'll just be here for not as long as what I thought, and I'm going around and it kind of seems like every lap's the same. And I'm like, I don't know what's going to improve here. Is something going to improve? Do I need to go home and YouTube some stuff so I can figure out what I should be doing to improve? But then after a few laps, I started really feeling the flow. I felt more relaxed. I started really observing what I was doing more and giving myself an analysis. And I remembered I went rollerblading in the summer with some of my friends. And one of my friends said to me, you push off a lot on one foot and not at all on the other. And I realized I was doing the same thing with ice skating. And it just kind of came to me and I was like, oh, I'm realizing I'm doing that. So I was like, okay, Tegan, push off on both feet. And then I started like feeling like I was running on the ice, and I really felt quite a change. And I was like, oh my God, this is so nice. And suddenly it was just so fun. And I was just lapping and lapping around this little rink, and I just didn't want to leave. And it was so great. And then I was like, okay, well, I kind of want to learn how to stop, but like, that's fucking scary. Cause like, I'm going to have to try and skid on these skates. So I didn't do it for a while. And then there was these two kids playing ice hockey, on the rink, and I just stopped, and they were probably like, who the hell is this kind of weirdo? But whatever. I was like, hi guys. Like, just wondering, how do you guys stop? And I asked them how to stop. And after the kind of shock wore off that a stranger was talking to them, this kid was like, just like this. And he basically, he just did a demonstration for me on how he stops. Like, he just did it in front of me. And I was like, oh, okay, sweet. And you know what's great about kids? They don't overcomplicate things. He just showed me, and I was like, okay. So after I'd asked kind of for help or guidance, I was like, well, now the last thing left for me to do is to do it. So I go along, and I just start like getting some speed and then trying to like skid to a stop. And I actually surprised myself, and it was not, I was doing pretty well. Like, I wasn't stopping as great as he was, but I was able to get myself to slowly stop by skidding. Anyway, how does this relate to relationships, you're asking at this point? Well, let me give you the tea on how this is going to make sense. So, say you have had certain experiences in your past when it comes to relating with others, connecting with others, you know, perhaps getting vulnerable, perhaps it is relationships like your ex-boyfriends and girlfriends. You've had experiences in the past, and certain parts of those experiences were great, but then other parts of those experiences were not so great. And it's like anything, when something that you perceive to be not so great happens, it's almost like our mind thinks, okay, if I'm just really aware of how that went wrong, then I can stop this from going wrong again. But when you focus on where something has gone wrong, and that's the main point of your focus, you're already starting on the short end of the stick. Now, let me tell you why. Because your energy and your focus is going towards what you do not want, you're also actually going to be acting and behaving in the same way that you're looking at the situation. And we really underestimate the power of our focus, the power of our attention, and the power of where we put our energy, because wherever you're putting your energy, you're creating. So when you're putting your energy on what you don't want, you're creating what you don't want, because you're actually going to be behaving, acting, and making decisions based off where you're focusing your energy. How does this tie into ice skating? So the reason I didn't try ice skating for so long, I've been here for 3 years, and this is like literally the first time that I've actually gone, you know what, I'm going to do this. So it's taken me 3 years to get to this point where I'm finally like, fuck it, I'm going to go ice skating. Now, let me tell you why I didn't do it sooner. Because in my mind, I didn't see myself as being good at ice skating. I also saw myself having a high risk of being injured because it's scary on the ice, and ice is hard. And yeah, I wasn't, my focus and attention wasn't on me having fun on the ice. It was on me falling on the ice, getting really cold, not enjoying myself, hurting myself, not being able to pay the bill for the doctor because I didn't have health insurance for so long. Just all of this negative stuff. Like, I was literally focusing on where it was going to go wrong, where it was going to go wrong, where it was going to go wrong. And you see how, because that was my point of focus, my behavior directly resulted in me never going out to try ice skating. Now, that was dramatic, because I have gone out ice skating a few times. I've gone out a handful of times in the past couple of years, okay? What I'm saying is, I've never committed to going, I'm going to make this a practice and learn and like integrate this into my life where I actually really get good at ice skating. I've never committed to that. So yes, I have gone out ice skating a few times and it's been okay, and I've had a little bit of fun, but I've never really like fully sent it, you know, I've never fully sent it to what I really desired, which was to be a really good ice skater. Like, I want to be able to fucking race around. Like, I want to go to some of these tracks around the city in Calgary and just race around circuits and then like slam to a stop and just feel like a badass. Like, I want that. I desire that. It sounds so fun to me and exciting, yet I haven't been behaving in the way that would get me that result. Because as I said, my point of focus wasn't on these awesome things that I just explained. It wasn't on what I wanted. It was on where things could go wrong. The same applies to people and their relationships. And this is what everybody is doing. Trust me. We've had experiences when we were younger, whether you were in an actual relationship where you were like, yeah, we're actually boyfriend and girlfriend, whether you were in a situationship, whether you just had like a vulnerable, intimate moment with another person. And that was like perceived in a way where you saw yourself putting your heart out on your sleeve and getting rejected. Whatever it is, that like what I want the key point to be is that you had a negative experience. Like you processed that experience in a way where you were like, I wouldn't want to experience that again. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fabulous because that's how you actually learn about what you want. This process is what actually connects you deeper to what you desire for yourself. So it's not the process that we're wanting to be going, this shouldn't be happening. I just want to bring to your awareness what's going to lead in to your future experiences. Because a lot of the time what happens is people become so afraid. And what I mean by that is they're focusing on what they don't want in their relationships. They don't want to be rejected. They don't want to be misunderstood. Like they don't want to be putting all of this time and energy into something that's not going to work out. They don't want to feel restricted in their relationships. They don't want this. They don't want that. And this is the first step of getting what you want. The first step, okay? This is actually a process of asking, because when you're finding out what you don't want, you're also at the same time asking for what you do. But unfortunately, many of us, we don't take the time to realize, wait a second, I'm the one creating my experiences. We really just don't understand the power we have in our own lives. And we end up just continuing to focus on what we don't want. So if you had a relationship where somebody that you were with and you had set those rules that you were in an exclusive relationship, that you weren't seeing other people, and then that person sees someone else, that's classified as cheating. They've cheated on you because they have broken the regulations of the relationship you guys set together. That is obviously not going to be a fun experience. Now, this is where, as I said, people are going to really internalize that other person's behavior and be like, that person's broken my heart. That person has hurt me, all of those things. And I'm not saying that those interpretations are wrong. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is now you've had this experience, it's going to be a highly emotional, negative experience for you where you're going to feel hurt. You're going to feel like you're going to feel a lack of love in those moments, because how you perceive that person's behavior is that they've done this to you. So you had all this love, you know, when you're around this person, you felt great. But now that they've let you down in this way, it's tainted that love, because now there's a fear of what if this happens again? What if I put my heart out on my sleeve? What if I invest this time and energy into this person that I thought I was going to be with forever and they do this to me? So this is a natural part of how the human mind works. We have that negative cognitive bias. If we have a negative experience, our brain is very, very much inclined to focus on the negative experience in order to prevent us from experiencing it again. Because in the brain and the body and in this like physical body that we're in, the experience that's happening is one of life or death. So even though it was your heart getting broken, this is still getting processed on a level of that was unsafe. Because when you remove yourself from environments, say like you start behaving differently when somebody gives, you know, say you go through this breakup, you come out the other side or whatever. I don't know what your mechanism of coping or processing that is, but you come out the other side of that and now you're always looking for the same qualities that could represent that this could be a cheater or something. So you're looking everywhere for what you don't want. See how because you're focusing on what you don't want, you're looking for what you don't want. It's actually not possible for you to see what you do want. Now, as I said, whenever you figure out, fuck, I don't want that in my life, there's an equal thought of, oh my God, this is what I do, because that's how you've connected to what you desire. So this is always happening. If you think to yourself, oh, I can do this, there's always going to be a thought that says, oh, but can you do this? We have like this duality, this like dual response to things where there's always two options. There's the yes, I can, and there's the no, I can't. And whatever you focus your energy onto will be what you experience, because where you're putting your attention and focus is how you're experiencing your life. So if you're now trying to protect yourself from being cheated on again, you're not going to be looking for qualities you desire. You're going to be looking for qualities that you want to avoid. So the flaw of this is you actually are now not open to receive what you want, because not only can you not recognize when it's there or see it, but even if you were going to be in a relationship and connection again, you're going to be behaving in a way where you'll possibly be holding this partner accountable for your past negative experience. Why don't you show me your phone? Show me your messages. I need you to do this, this, and this, and this for me so I feel comfortable in this relationship. But that's not their job. It's your job to feel comfortable in your relationships. If you're trying to control the other person in the situation, you're actually going to end up manifesting the very thing you fear. If you fear losing them, which is even if they were to cheat on you, you would still lose them, you're going to be behaving in a way that pushes them away. And that is literally what happens. We are creating what's happening to us. We are doing what's happening to us. It's really crazy when you realize that wherever you're putting your attention is how it's going to play out, because that's how you're seeing what's happening. So back to the ice skating analogy. The reason I didn't start ice skating for so long is because I was focusing on the things I didn't want with my ice skating endeavors. So I didn't feel turned on by wanting to go ice skating. I didn't feel excited about it. You know, it was kind of like meh. And that was how I was for like 4 years when it came to relationships, because when my ex broke up with me in high school, I really perceived that as such a traumatic experience. Like, I was so afraid of opening my heart up again, because when we broke up, I was really depressed for a good 12 months. Like, I was really having a negative experience. So I connected that negative experience with the external, which was my boyfriend breaking up with me. But actually, the truth of the matter is, as to why I was feeling so depressed was because of how I was perceiving what had happened to me. Anyway, so I shut myself off for 4 years, and I was very, very single for 4 years. And, you know, it got to the point where that wasn't fulfilling, because I truly did want to be loved, and I desired to like feel and experience love. And the only way I was going to do that is if I opened my own heart back up to myself, actually, because the reason I'd suffered from this period of depression was because I actually closed my own love off to myself. It wasn't because of my ex-boyfriend that I had this deeply dark experience. It was because I didn't love myself through that experience. But anyway, I actually attached that to, that's what happens in relationships. Like, you know, it's not going to last, and then you're going to be heartbroken again. The second time I went through a breakup was a completely different experience, because I had changed my perception in so many ways. I was so much more secure. I had so much more self-love than what I did when I was 16. So the experience was completely different. And that was actually really beautiful too, because I was able to see that it was never the external thing that I thought it was that was causing my quote unquote suffering. It really was my perception. So when it comes to, say you're, as I said, experiencing the same issues in your relationships, or you just keep ending up getting what you don't want, I encourage you to shift your focus off the external thing, the person that you think is causing your suffering, the circumstances, the external experience. And I encourage you to look inwards and go, how am I viewing this experience? Like, what am I focusing on in this experience? Because I can 100% guarantee that for every negative thing that you can pinpoint in whatever your circumstance, experience, the person, whatever it is, there is an equal positive experience that is correlated with that negative experience that you're having. That is a fact, okay? That is true. And I know that it's going to be hard to see the positives of something when you're so deep in like the dance with that negative. It's very hard sometimes to actually actively look and put your awareness on to what's actually great about what's happening. And you know why? Because we're addicted. We're addicted to focusing on the negative because it's a habit of thought, which is also a safe place for us. So even though it may not be getting us the results we desire, it's still comfortable because it's a habit, because it's what we're used to doing. We're used to being the ones that are always being hurt instead of realizing we're the ones hurting ourselves. Because if we take that accountability and responsibility, we would have to change. And you're going to have to lean into discomfort to do that, okay? That's how it works. So yeah, a lot of us, our natural response, especially when we don't have awareness around what's happening, is we avoid this. We avoid this like a plague. We will not take that responsibility, because that means we would have to lean into the fear and the discomfort. And we would rather stay uncomfortable where we know, like in a place that we know, and in a place that even though it's uncomfortable, it's safe, than to go into an uncomfortable place that we don't know whether it's safe or not. Because the way your brain is experiencing these things is one of, am I going to die or not? That's actually the nervous, like kind of the nervous system response based off whatever your perception is. So, how am I tying this into ice skating? Okay, let me continue. So for many of us, we won't even put in the effort or like take the action to, for example, to develop the connections and the relationships and the intimacy that we really desire. Because you know why? We're actually more focused on what we don't want than what we do. So like me taking 3 years to actually make the decision to go, I'm going to commit to ice skating. Many people are in this limbo place where they're not actually making a decision. They're like, oh, on one hand, I'd like a relationship, but on the other hand, I want to be single. And they're not making a choice. And they're simply not making a choice because they're not focusing on what they want. They're actually still putting their energy into the things that they think they need to get rid of before they'll be ready for a relationship. And you cannot get rid of qualities and like aspects and things that you do not desire and want by putting your attention on them. That's literally what you're doing, is feeding what you want to get rid of. You're feeding your problems by focusing on them. But that is what makes logical sense to us, because it's the conditioning that we've been raised in. It's the way we've been taught to think, that you need to fix your problems by attacking them head on. But you are feeding your energy into those problems, and they're never going to leave until you shift your perception on them and realize they were never problems. They were golden nuggets connecting you to deeper purpose, meaning, and what you really, really desire. You have to have the quote-unquote harder experiences to actually give a fuck about what you care about. You get the give a fuck attitude from having an experience that really connected you, like that feeling, that sadness or feeling that heartbreak, whatever it was. That's what gives you that energy of, I fucking care about this because I've experienced the other side of this. That's why you give a shit. So you can't care and have like deep, meaningful relationships and connections and experience like intimacy with yourself or others without having those experiences that made you realize how important that was to you. So we should not be demonizing our harder experiences and going, oh, but this happened to me, so now I'm broken, or now I need to go fix myself. That's absolute bullshit. You do not need to go fix yourself. This is the human experience, honey. This is the human experience. All of us have our own versions of emotional wave and experience that's going on. Your story may be different. Your experience will be different. That's the whole point. We're here for the difference. We want to celebrate that together instead of going, oh, this person doesn't understand me. You're keeping yourself boxed in what you don't want if you have that attitude of, I'm a victim. I'm a victim to my life. So if you want to get out on the rink and you actually want the certain connections that you desire, you have to start focusing on what you want. And you know what happens? You will literally change. You will start changing how you behave, how you see yourself, how you see other people, everything. Because your relationship with others literally is a mirror to your relationship to yourself. Always, no exceptions. How you interact, communicate, perceive, experience other people is literally just an externalized version of your internal world and how you're relating to yourself. So if you have relationship problems with Greg or Thomas or Sandra or Rose, I don't know where these names come from, you actually don't have relationship problems with them. You have relationship problems with yourself. And you know what you're doing is you keep focusing on the quote unquote problems that are actually gifts, they're actually gold nuggets. And you think that if you keep focusing on the problem, it's going to go away. But you're literally perpetuating the problem into your life by continuing to focus on it. So when I was explaining this to one of my clients, they were like, so you're literally brainwashing yourself, you know, you're brainwashing yourself to shift from focusing on what you didn't want, which has become the narration, like the habit of your life, focusing on what you don't want. You basically, she's like, you're basically just like shifting and going, oh, I'm going to focus on this now. She's like, how is that not avoiding your problems? Now, you know, how is that not like repressing your emotional state, for example? And what I have to say on that is this. So most people, actually, it is the norm and the regular thing to repress your emotions, okay? This is what most people do. They think, okay, I can't give my emotions power, so I will just pretend they're not happening. So we have this attitude where it's like being a strong person is being hard on yourself, going, I shouldn't be this right now. I shouldn't be that. I need to be tough here. And we actually reject our own emotional state. This is actually how most people are doing it. We're not acknowledging how we feel because we feel bad about how we feel because we think we should feel differently. But what we're actually doing is we're focusing again on what we don't want because we're repressing how we feel. And the reason we're repressing how we feel is because we think we shouldn't be feeling that way. And it's just like, if you really look underneath what's happening here, you don't want to feel that way. And you're focusing on how you don't want to feel that way. And now you're going to feel that way. So you're in this half-assed place of not knowing what's going on. And when you're not like at one with your emotions, you are disconnected from your like intuition and your internal system. Because guess what, guys, your emotions are always coming from your integrity. And what I mean by that is they're coming from who you really are. And I think we have an emotional response and we think that the emotion is the problem, but it's actually, again, it's the thoughts, it's the conditioning, it's how we've been taught to think, which is therefore leading to the perception that we're having on whatever the experience is. And that perception and that thought that we've grasped onto is actually what's causing the emotional response. So if we're having a negative emotional response, it's not because the experience we're having is negative. It's the fact that the way we're interpreting it is a lie. Like the way that we're processing it, like, oh, you know, I didn't do X, Y, Z like I said I would. Therefore, I'm a bad person. I'm not going to go anywhere in life. You see these negative views we have of ourselves? They're bullshit, okay? They're absolute bullshit. I don't care how justified you make them out to be about yourself or about somebody else. Oops, sorry. I just got to silence my phone. It's bullshit. So your emotions are literally telling you when you're feeling shit about something that whatever you're focusing your attention on is not what you desire. It's bullshit. And that's good. As I said, this ain't bad bullshit. This is bullshit that's connecting you to your passion, purpose, meaning, like the juice of your life. So let's not hate on it, okay? But yeah, what I'm trying to get at here is when we continue to focus on our quote-unquote problems, usually what we're doing is the reason we're able to do this as well is we're not actually acknowledging how we feel. We're repressing how we feel. And what we repress, it just kind of remains and we kind of end up in a cycle. If you want to stop experiencing the same emotional like exhaustion, the same cycle of anxiety, the same cycle of fear, whatever it is, you have to let that emotion in. It's most of us aren't, we're not actually like dealing with fear. We're afraid of fear. We're not actually worried. We're worried about being worried. You see, this is actually where most of our suffering comes from. Because when we're worried about being worried, we're not actually feeling our worry and identifying what it means. And again, like learning about ourselves and then through that process, being able to focus off what we don't want and back onto what we do because we learned through feeling our emotions and we connected to ourselves. So most of us aren't even doing this process. And that is what I would call brainwashing because you're not actually in your truth. Like if you are feeling bad, you can't lie your way out of feeling bad. You feel bad, okay? You've got to, it's important that you take the time to respect that emotional state, feel it for what it is. Like go be with yourself so you can really open up. to this emotional state. Carry yourself through it. Feel it. You know, that's how you evolve as a human being, and like that's how you change your circumstances. Like that's how things continue to evolve. So if you're kind of dealing with this like habitual, systematic kind of cycle, or whatever you want to call it, I would say that it's most likely because you're not actually feeling your emotions like you think you are. You're in this state of like this state of not opening up to yourself, and actually in that place of, because you're not feeling your emotions, you're not able to refocus on what you want. Because a part of like going from focusing on what you don't want to focusing on what you do want is you have to feel the emotions of what's coming up for you when you're focusing on what you don't want. And that's going to feel like, for a lot of people, like losing control of their lives. Because as I said, your brain's going to be interpreting this unknown territory as a life or death moment where you could die. So most of us do not go to that place of surrender and letting go and feeling how we feel and actually being in that emotional experience. And because we don't like let that emotion in and let it guide us, we stay stuck. We stay stuck focusing on fixing the fucking same problems that could be, that are not problems. They're only problems because we see them that way. And therefore we kind of feel stuck. But guess what? You are not stuck, okay? Like, if you get anything from this episode, it should be kind of like, in a weird way, even though, look, some of the stuff I'm talking about might seem heavy, get excited about it, because you have so much power, so much ability to do whatever the fuck you want to do, to create whatever you want to create in your life, and to live how you want to live. You don't need anyone else's permission but your own. And if you aren't having that feeling in your life where you're just so connected to yourself and your life and riding the waves and really feeling your experience and letting those emotional waves take you to that place of what you do want, if you aren't stuck, okay? You aren't stuck. This is a really cool part of the process, because I was in that place of focusing on fixing my problems for a long, long time. And I think that part of my life was beautiful because it's how I am where I am today. You see, like the version of yourself that exists in this current now moment could not have existed without any of the previous moments you had up to this one. So you should never regret anything, okay? If you get anything from that, don't regret anything. But yeah, I'm going to try and just finish up now. I wanted to kind of finish this ice skating analogy. So yeah, in order to get out ice skating, or in order to go, you know what, this is what I desire, this is the relationship that I want, you have to make the decision. And part of making the decision is you'll be focusing on what you desire, because that's what's going to give you the energy. That's what's going to excite you. Okay. That's really important, because otherwise you're going to get drained by everything you do because you're just so fucking afraid that it's going to go bad because you're not focusing on what you want. And guess what? It's going to work out exactly how you're thinking it will, because that is the energy that's coming from your perception, and that's what you have access to actually achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. So anyway, you first get out on the rink, okay? You first get out there. You've made your decision. It's okay for you to feel a little nervous. It's okay for you to feel a little like, even like, what do you call it? Not when it's underwhelming, you know, like, so you get out on the ice skating rink and, or whatever, you get back out into the relationship scene and you realize, oh, you know what? Intimacy, connection with others. It's actually something that I do desire. I'm going to take the leap of faith and I'm going to open my heart up to the potential for connection and intimacy again. So yeah, you know, you'll be a mixture of things, excited, you'll be a little nervous, you'll be scared, like you haven't gone out in the rink, you know what I mean, in so long. It's okay if you fall over. It's okay if you're like, oh my God, this is so much harder than what I thought it was going to be. Let those emotions be there. As I said, like feel them, because that they're there for a reason. And then the second part, you're going to get a groove on, like, this is fun. Like, oh my God, I'm having a good time. Like, oh wow, like this is actually really beautiful. So yeah, say you start like getting these connections, whether it's with friends or family members, maybe you're really evolving your relationship with someone, or your parents, your work colleagues. Maybe you've really you found someone new and you're just like, yeah, like holy crap, this is beautiful. Okay, that's great. But guess what? Eventually you're going to be cutting a few laps on the ice skating rink, and that's going to become your new normal. Okay. So suddenly You went from nearly falling on your face every 2 seconds to actually like fucking skating around at a really good speed and being able to stop. But now that's the new normal. So now if you want to escalate it further, you say now, okay, fuck, now I better learn how to do a spin. Guess what? You're going to feel exactly how you did when you first got out on the rink. You're going to feel like a newbie all over again. And that is the natural progression of relationships and life. And unfortunately, again, lots of us just have this misconception of we find somebody, we end up with them, and it just stays the same. That is literally not possible, because with all of your new experiences, you're going to be constantly getting these new perceptions, these new ideas coming through. So what makes the difference, though, is whether you're actually aware of what you're creating. You're aware of like your perception and what you're focusing on, or whether you're not aware of it. Because if you're not aware of it, you'll probably go through that cycle where you were, again, it was like, oh, that was so good for like, you know, however long it was. But now I'm noticing that they have this quality, that quality, this, and I don't like that. And the thing is, what you're actually seeing is a mirror into what you do not like about yourself, which is why it's causing you so much discomfort. And you don't actually even need to change anything about that other person or yourself. It's really a game of learning to love yourself, where you've been conditioned and programmed to not love yourself. That's the process you're playing, and it's a constant evolution. And if you're expecting to like tick a box with a relationship where it just doesn't change and you just reach this point of nirvana, you're guaranteed going to not enjoy your relationships, because that is an unrealistic and actually like just completely unrealistic and just not a real expectation of a relationship, because that's not how it works, people. Like, it's about a relationship is like a game. It's like, it's not, the point isn't to win the game. The point is to keep the other player wanting to play. Like, it's like, it should be fun. And that doesn't mean that it's going to be the same all the time, because the whole point of the game is it has the highs, the lows. Oh my God, this is happening, that. And I'm not meaning it in a way of like, I mean, it can mean whatever you want it to mean, but essentially, like, if you surrender to everything, that whole process, you're always going to enjoy your relationships, and they're going to feel like a safe place for you. And it's about changing your perception and focusing from what you don't want to what you do. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed my little chat today, tying in ice skating and relationships. But if you're having any blocks or anything that you want to improve in your relationships, in your connections, whether it be in your sex life, whether it be regarding like intimacy and vulnerability and being more open with yourself or the people around you, I don't care what it is. Like, I am here for you. I am here as your relationship expert to help you through whatever it is that you're currently experiencing as a block in your life. So anytime, send me a message, send me a DM, see what I have available when it comes to like one-on-one opportunities and working with me, because this shit is so important. Your relationship with yourself, as I said, your relationship with others is literally just an extension of your relationship to yourself, and you are your best investment. You are your best asset, because the way you experience life is through who you think you are and like your perception of yourself. So that's really the most important thing to bring awareness to. Like, what do I really think about whatever it is? So anyway, that's it. I'm finishing up for today, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I can't wait to hear from you guys. Okay, bye. I'm so glad you pushed play, and I hope you got so much juice from today's episode. Start applying all the tools and techniques that resonated with you so you can continue to embrace who you really are, one new action and belief at a time. If you're loving the podcast, be sure to leave a review. Every month I select one person who has rated my podcast and shared it on their social media to join me for a complimentary human design reading podcast episode. Make sure you let me know when you share the podcast so I get your entry. Now go enjoy your day or night wherever you are. I can't wait for next week's episode.